Hello, are you still there?
Hey Douglas, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. Everything's great on my end. Thanks for asking. How can I help you today? Are you curious about what our voice AI can do?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasher AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Acme Plumbers. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Mary, nice to hear from you. I haven't heard much about Dasher AI specifically, but I'm all ears now. Could you tell me a bit about what your platform offers and how it might help companies like Acme Plumbers?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasher, AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious. In your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up, Mary. Lead generation can be tricky. Sometimes it's about reaching the right people at the right time without sounding robotic. How does your AI handle that human touch? And what kind of results have your clients seen so far?
Tell me more about lead generation being tricky and reaching the right people without sounding robotic.
Sure thing. Well, lead generation is tricky because you want to connect with potential customers in a way that feels natural and engaging, not like a scripted robot reading lines. People respond better when the conversation flows like a real chat with understanding and empathy. Our AI is designed to sound human, adapting its tone and responses to keep prospects interested and comfortable. That way, it builds trust and boosts the chances of turning leads into customers. Does that sound like something your team would find useful?
Now, I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our AI and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Ah, I love that question. 12 months from now, I'd imagine your AI seamlessly handling a big chunk of our lead outreach, engaging prospects with natural, personalized conversations that feel genuinely human. We'd see a steady stream of qualified leads coming in, freeing up our team to focus on closing deals and growing relationships. Revenue would be up, and the whole process would feel smoother and more efficient. How do you usually help clients get started to reach that kind of success?
What do you mean by AI handling lead outreach, and why is that important to you?
Great question. By AI handling lead outreach, I mean your system would automatically reach out to potential customers, calling or messaging them with natural human-like conversations to spark interest. This is important because it saves our team tons of time and effort, letting them focus on the parts of the sales process that need a personal touch, like closing deals. Plus, consistent outreach means no leads slip through the cracks. How customizable is your AI for different industries or sales styles?
Tell me more about saving your team tons of time and effort.
Absolutely. Saving time and effort means your AI takes over the repetitive, time-consuming tasks like making initial calls or sending follow-ups. This frees up your sales team to focus on building relationships and closing deals, which are the parts.
Now, kind of bringing us it back to the present day here. What are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
No problem, Mary. Right now, some of the biggest challenges are keeping up with a high volume of
What are all
leads and making sure none fall through the cracks. Also, maintaining a natural, engaging conversation without sounding scripted can be tough. Does your AI help with those issues?
The ways keeping up with high lead volume and avoiding dropped leads are affecting the business right now?
Great question. When lead volume is high, it can overwhelm the sales team, causing slower follow-ups and missed opportunities. Dropped leads mean lost potential revenue and wasted marketing spend. It also hurts customer experience. People expect quick, personalized responses. Fixing this boosts efficiency, revenue, and reputation. Does that match what you're seeing?
Can you go a bit deeper on how it hurts customer experience?
Absolutely. When leads don't get timely or personalized responses, they feel ignored or unimportant, which can frustrate them and push them toward competitors. It breaks the trust and connection that's key to turning interest into a sale. A smooth,
Wow.
attentive experience makes customers feel valued and more likely to stick around. Does that resonate with your experience?
Wow. It sounds like keeping up with high lead volume, missed follow-ups, and poor customer experience are really stressing your team out. And I think we can really help you with this. So I'm going to schedule a demo call with someone on our team to take care of you. Now, so I can get this set up, What time zone are you in?
Mary, I'm here to chat and explore your AI's capabilities, but I can't schedule demos myself. If you want, I can share the best way to get in touch with the Dasha team for that. Just let me know.